Taylor Sheridan is talented. He's an actor who has starred in Sons of Anarchy, the screenwriter of Sicario and Hell or High Water, and not only wrote but made his directing debut with the 2017 Sundance premiere Wind River. The movie has a modern-day Native American theme and is the most powerfully told story in that genre I've seen to date. The film opens with local fish and game officer Corey Lambert, played by Jeremy Renner, hunting predators, in this case coyotes, which have been slaying domestic animals. While out tracking, he discovers the bloodied, beaten body of a young female frozen in the woods, definitely not the victim of a coyote. The FBI sends their nearest agent, Jane Banner, played by Elizabeth Olsen, who flies in from Las Vegas in her stylish suit and high heels, totally unprepared for the weather or the type of investigation. They quickly learn to depend on each other in their search for the dangerous human predator and eventually grow to appreciate each other as professionals and as people. The on-screen chemistry between Renner and Olsen is superb, as is the chemistry between Renner and Gil Birmingham, an actor of Comanche heritage who does an incredibly moving portrayal of a grieving father. Canadian Native American actor Graham Greene has a quiet strength and dry wit which plays well against the seriousness of Renner's character. The story grabs your attention from the opening scene and keeps a chokehold on your heart as you learn the backstory of likable but long-suffering Corey Lambert. The brutality of winter weather is the perfect backdrop on which to demonstrate the cruelty and abuse which exists on the reservation. At the Sundance Q&A, when Sheridan was asked why he chose this movie to transition from acting, writing to directing, he said, "It's a deeply personal story, and I didn't want to give it to another director who might take a different route in telling the story. I feel it's important to explore the consequences of our actions toward the Native Americans and the issues of our reservations. It's a sad fact that rape is so prevalent on reservations, it's basically considered a rite of passage for every young woman." Wind River has won several Best of Fest awards, and Sheridan won for Best Director at Cannes 2017. Wind River runs 1 hour and 50 minutes and is rated R. By the way, we might be seeing Taylor Sheridan around Park City as he will be directing a 10-part TV series called Yellowstone out of our local Park City Film Studio. This is Barbara Bretz with your Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series. See you at the movies.